Japanese anime culture with the author of The Soul of Anime. Listen to Think, Monday through Thursday at noon and 9 p.m. on KERA 90.1.
I'm Sam Baker. Welcome to KERA Newsroom, our new in-depth local news segment. In a moment, we'll hear how a famous Matisse painting met its match at the Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth, and how electronic medical records can link doctors and patients. But first, a look at how the government shutdown is handicapping the North Texas Food Bank's operations. 10 truckloads of USDA food have been canceled, and another 36 truckloads may not make it to the food bank's pantries. The Dallas Morning News reports as many as 305,000 meals may not make it to families. Imagine not having to fill out that new patient form every single time you see a different physician, or simply checking results from a blood test online instead of waiting for a call. Yesterday on KERA Newsroom, you heard how doctors are dealing with the switch to electronic medical records pushed for under Obamacare. Today, Lauren Silverman looks at what a world without the clipboards and file folders could mean for patients.
Before I take you into the future, a reminder of where we are. Right now, two-thirds of doctors use electronic medical records to keep track of their patients' health. But almost half of them are unhappy with the technology. Why?
A lot of clicking, navigating, pop-up windows, a lot of information being crammed at you in one moment, and it's very distracting, especially when you're trying to think about how can I best treat my patient.
Robert Abate is a man of two worlds. He's a doctor and a software developer. After he finished his residency a few years ago, he began searching for the perfect electronic medical record system. He came up empty-handed.
We need something that's going to not only speed them up, but also help maintain that physician-patient relationship.
Which is why Abate created OneTouch EMR. It's a Dallas-based startup that sells an iPad app for managing electronic records. Doctors pay a minimum of $200 a month for the technology. Using a tablet instead of a standard computer to take notes during an exam isn't just for cool points. It's to solve one of the chief complaints about doctors going digital.
Your face is glued to a computer monitor, and their back is to the patient, and patients don't like that either.
The tablet also makes it possible to do things like take photographs of problem areas on a patient, and there's built-in voice dictation with a medical dictionary.
This is a 33-year-old female, history of hypertension and diabetes.
Abate does a quick demonstration.
Chest pain of one-day duration, period, and the doctors love that.
There are hundreds of electronic medical record products on the market. Some are customizable and have snazzy features, but most don't take us into the future because they still just store patients' information. They don't share it. Yet.
So not only having the information, but sharing it with your patients, sharing it with their next physician down the line is really kind of the next frontier in what we're working on right now.
Travis Broom runs the Electronic Health Record Initiative at the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services in North Texas. He explains the digital record-keeping systems all have to talk to each other if we want to improve care. Right now, they speak different languages. Starting next year, though, that will change.
So everyone who has a certified product will be able to, at a minimum, if we have to share the same patient and we know that, I can send you their records securely.
So, for example, your primary care doctor can coordinate with the specialist you saw across town. Broom says doctors will continue to personalize how they use these technologies in their practice. Rather than having a laptop or an iPad, he says, maybe they'll decide to install a big touch screen on the wall.
So the patient can see what they're doing. It almost becomes an extra engagement as opposed to the mysterious thing they're doing on a piece of paper or on a laptop screen.
That would be a step in the right direction. After all, electronic health records need to not only help doctors, but patients too. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
And next week, Lauren looks into privacy issues involved with electronic medical records. Nearly 100 masterpieces from the Art Institute of Chicago needed a place to stay while the school's modern art wing gets a refurbish. They've landed at the Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth. Work from nearly every important artist of the 20th century's first half is in the Age of Picasso and Matisse, Modern Masters from the Art Institute of Chicago. But as KERA Stephen Becker reports, one painting in particular stands out.
When you enter the exhibition, it's the first thing you see. It hangs on the wall furthest from you, 100 feet away.
It's like this great beacon at the end of the gallery.
The picture that Kimball Deputy Director George Shackelford's talking about is Henri Matisse's Bathers by a River. At 12 feet wide by 9 feet tall, it fills the wall. It features four faceless women whose shapes are outlined in thick black strokes. Behind them are four vertical bands of color, light blue, white, black, and green. Had Matisse not named the painting Bathers by a River, it's hard to say if viewers would be able to figure out the scene. The Art Institute of Chicago acquired the piece in 1953. The museum's modern art curator at the time wrote to Matisse to let him know. And Matisse wrote back, calling the work one of the five most pivotal of his career. That word, pivotal, has long puzzled Stephanie D'Alessandro, the Art Institute's curator of modern art.
Because he could have said, it's a very beautiful picture, one that I'm very proud of, or something like that. But he used the word pivotal. And it took me a long time to kind of understand what that meant.
Learning its history helped. The painting was supposed to be part of a three-piece commission for a Russian collector who decided he really only needed two. But Matisse had already begun sketching out Bathers and didn't want to give up on it. So the canvas hung in his studio for nearly a decade. And as x-rays show, it served as both laboratory and creative palate cleanser.
As he needed refreshment, as he needed to find a kind of different avenue to continue on in a painting, he would stop what he was doing and go back to Bathers and work on it for a period of time, and then return back to a sculpture or a painting or a drawing or a print, and then vice versa. So we can see a dialogue with the layers below the surface we see today, with works in his studio, and then back into the painting. So a kind of beautiful back and forth between them. So it was a very pivotal work in that way.
The exhibition features an encyclopedia of 20th century artists. Picasso, Kandinsky, Braque, Chagall, Duchamp, Mondrian, Dalí, Miró, Giacometti, they're all here. And their work benefits from the Kimball's diffuse, natural light. But it's especially appropriate that Bathers hangs directly beneath the skylights that run the length of the museum's barrel vault.
Matisse's studio in Issy-les-Moulineaux, where he painted this work, had a glass ceiling. So natural light was actually very important for him. When we see it as it gets illuminated here, and when the lights change as the clouds go by, different aspects of the picture become visible to us. Color combinations, the palette changes, the brush strokes open up in other areas, some of the forms from below become clear to us, and I think it gives the picture a kind of living quality, you know, a sense of history that it really has.
So consider it kismet that this masterpiece has finally visited the Kimball nearly a century after Matisse completed it. That's how George Shackelford, who designed the exhibition, sees it.
My good friend Stephanie may hate me for saying this, but I think that the wall of Louis Kahn's great Kimball Art Museum has been waiting for Matisse's Bathers by a River all of its life. And by the same token, I think this painting has been waiting for this wall all of its life.
Stephen Becker, KERA News.
The Age of Picasso and Matisse is on display at the Kimball through February 16th. You can see a picture of Bathers by a River at artandseek.org. And another exhibit makes its debut in North Texas, a look at the 25-year career of contemporary artist Jim Hodges. The Dallas Museum of Art has more than 80 examples of sculpture and collage from the New York City-based artist, pieces which turn disparate materials like steel and his own clothing into art. It's on display until January 12th. And that's it from the KERA Newsroom. Justin Martin will be here with the next installment of our in-depth local news segment this evening at 6:20. I'm Sam Baker.